Good Tuesday morning, and once again, thank you for inviting me into your homes as we have this Tuesday edition of our 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in John chapter 10, verses 1 through 21, where Jesus uses the images of shepherd, a gate, and sheep to describe the relationship between himself and his followers. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and follow him. Unlike a thief who comes only to steal or destroy, and unlike a hired worker who fails to protect sheep, Jesus, as the good shepherd, is willing to die for the sheep. Jesus' words once again caused division among the people. And still, God's guiding word for us this week is love. So let's get started as we read John chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Jesus said, "I'm telling you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs up some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who goes in through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow someone else. Instead, they will run away from such a person because they do not know his voice." Jesus told them this parable, but they did not understand what he meant. So Jesus said again, "I am telling you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All others who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Those who come in by me will be saved, and they will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come in order that you might have life, life in all its fullness. I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep. When the hired man, who is not a shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees a wolf coming, he leaves the sheep and runs away. So the wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired man runs away because he is only a hired man and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. As the Father knows me and I know the Father, in the same way I know my sheep and they know me, and I am willing to die for them. There are other sheep which belong to me that are not in this sheep pen, and I must bring them too, and they will listen to my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. The Father loves me because I'm willing to give up my life in order that I may receive it back again. No one takes my life from me. I give it up of my own free will. I have the right to give it up. I have the right to take it back. This is what my Father has commanded me to do." Again, there were divisions among the people because of these words. Many of them were saying, "He has a demon. He's crazy. Why do you listen to him?" But others were saying, "A man with a demon could not talk like this. How could a demon give sight to blind people?" And today's key verse is John chapter 10, verse 11. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd who is willing to die for the sheep." You know, it's interesting that, you know, Jesus talks about the sheep pen. And, of course, in that time of history, a village would have one great big sheep pen where they would store all of their sheep. And they would have one guy that would stand at the gate and guard the gate. And then when the shepherds would come in the morning to get their sheep and lead them out for pasture, the gatekeeper would open the gate, and the shepherd would call for his sheep, and knowing his voice, they would leave the rest of the sheep and come out to him. What a perfect illustration of our salvation. We were in this world, and the good shepherd came to the gate and called us by name, and we heard his voice, and we ran to him. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the good shepherd, and you are willing to die for my sake. I seek to follow you. Lead me each day with your gentle and loving voice. Amen. Well, again, another Tuesday has gone by the wayside. Join me tomorrow as we read John chapter 10, verses 22 through 42, where Jesus again is questioned about his identity. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you with all blessings and spiritual places is my prayer for you.